As David has said, I am the proud pastor of the Cedar Street Baptist Church in Owensboro. Now, I have only been pastoring will be 2 years, and on the second Sunday in June. Mm. When I was called into the ministry, and I told them at my age, I was the next Moses because I was 80 years old. Oh, wow. But my testimony has to do with what God has done with me for 83 years. Amen. Now, I don't know whether you know it or not, everybody in here should have, if you don't, from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4, a but God story.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And I'm that individual. When I was reading God's word, brought up in God's word, but I didn't act like I knew.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And there are those of you that are sitting here tonight. Mm-hmm. If you would fess up.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You can save those who are lost by your testimony.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you can tell them just how good God has been to you.
Amen.
I am from one of 19. It's a lot of children. And if I go back over my life and everything that I put myself in, I could blame nobody but me. Mm-hmm. But all of us in here, we want to blame somebody else.
Yeah.
For something that we said that they did. Mm-hmm. All of us in here, we were in darkness.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But God.
But God.
Amen.
Yeah.
God saw fit to send his son and bring light into this world.
Yeah.
And when you have Christ in your life, you will walk in light. Where there is light, there is no darkness at all.
Yeah.
Do we do everything right?
No, sir.
I'm talking to the few of us.
Yeah. No, sir.
Who don't get it right all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we know we messes up.
Yeah.
But God.
But God.
Yeah.
But God.
God in his tender mercy saw fit to keep me. I didn't deserve it, y'all.
Yeah.
But he kept me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And then it is by his grace I'm standing.
That's right.
And it is God's mercy and God's grace that keeps us all.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And I told Brother David, I'm not going to be long, y'all. But I like to close my testimony with a song that fits the occasion of just how good God has been to me.
Yes, he's good.
And if anybody have heard of the Mississippi Mass Choir, you have heard of the song, Grace and Mercy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes. Grace and Mercy. Yes,
and if the Lord will allow me, I'm just going to testify. Your grace and mercy,
yes, Lord,
brought me through. For I'm living this moment, Lord, because of you.
Yes.
And I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. And it is your grace and mercy that brought me through. Lord, I'm living this moment, and it's because of you. And I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Lord, thank you for saving a sinner like me to tell the world that salvation is free.
Yes, it
is. 'Cause there were times when I didn't do right, but you kept watch over me both day and night. And it is your grace and mercy that brought me through. For I'm living this moment right now, Lord, because of you. And I've got to thank you and praise you too for your grace and mercy brought me through. Said justice demand that I should have died. Grace and mercy said, no, 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 no. We've already paid the price. For I once was blind, but now I see that grace and mercy that came down. You know what? They rescued. They rescued me. Lord, and it is because of your grace and mercy that brought me through. I'm living this moment. It's because of you. For I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy, Lord, it brought me through. And the reason why I said, and I told you, being one of 19, born in a little town with about 500 black people, we had to work seasonal. And what I'm speaking of in the citrus belt, we start October and then come April, all of the oranges and stuff was done away with. But my parents we had to migrate in New York looking for work for the kids after school was out. And my father, he died when I was only 11 years old. He passed away and left my mom with my sisters and me, the only boy left in the house. And I said to her, I'm gonna take care of you, mama. Mm. And she said, boy, you don't even know what you're talking about. But I did what I thought was pleasing unto her. And like I said, he died, and I was a bad boy, y'all. Oh, y'all are good. You all have good lives. I was terrible. I accepted Christ in 1944. Heard the word. My father was a minister. Lived up in the word, but I had to do it my way.
Yeah.
I'm talking to somebody that in here tonight. You have heard the word of God, but you still think that it is not for me yet.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I'm glad God waited for me.
Amen.
See, I didn't wait for him. He waited because he kept calling me. And everybody told me, said, boy, I said, you're going to be a preacher. I said, not me. Because I understood and realized the conditions preachers was going through at that time, because they had churches that they pastored twice a month. First, second Sundays. Third and fourth Sundays. And you're back and forth. But see, God has a plan.
Yeah, there you go.
For everybody in here, young and old, God is not through with you yet.
Yes.
And when you hear the call, listen. As Eli told Samuel, he'll call you again. He'll talk to you. And when he does, answer. And I'm glad that when I did, and when I came into the ministry, that Wednesday night, I was teaching. I was a deacon, teaching from Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. And I taught that, and then that night, I got home, and I couldn't sleep. And the word just kept me up. Present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, for this is your reasonable. I said,
it
ain't for me. And then I called my pastor that Thursday morning, and he said to me, what was you waiting on? Everybody tells you, but until God convicts you, you'll know it. And that is that's my testimony. Don't give up on yourself. God has already prepared a way for you. As David has said, and we all know, it is through his son who came, took all of our mess, and put it on himself,
yes.
Went to Calvary for sinners such as we are,
yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Bled and died. And God didn't leave his son on no cross.
That's right.
Took him down, placed him in a borrowed tomb,
mm-hmm.
And on the third day morning, he got up. Jesus got up just like he said he would.
Yes.
And he is now sitting at the right side of the Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus,
yes.
For pleading for a sinner like me. See, I need an advocate. I need somebody to go my bond. I don't know about you. We all need him. And not only that, he said, I am your high priest. I know all of the temptations, all of the trials. I know what you think you are going through. I know all about them.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I am who you need. And I'm glad that he empathizes with us. For he knows everything there is about us.
Yes, thank you.
Young and old, just keep trusting and holding on to God's unchanging hand. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. That's it.
I'm a living testimony.
Yeah, yeah.
Said I could have been dead and gone.
Yes.
Lord, you let me live
on.
I'm a living testimony.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord, that I'm still alive.
Yes.
Yes.
We happy now,
ain't
we?
Huh? See? Same kind of Savior, same kind of Lord, same kind of Spirit. Right there. Right there. Right there. So we can praise. Let's give the Lord the praise for the testimony. Thank you.